My name is Christopher Peter. Welcome. Another great weekend of football action in the NFL. What did we learn after watching another week of football? Winning is hard in the NFL. The Chiefs have a winning formula that is resilient. Running the ball is still a thing. And bad decisions haunt teams throughout the year. The week started on Thursday with a divisional matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the NFC-leading Detroit Lions at Ford Field in Detroit. Despite all the injuries on defense, the Lions continue to roll ahead. The Packers are a good team but have an obvious ceiling, it appears. The Lions won close, but the Packers really do not seem to have much of a threat on the offensive or defensive. A good team but not great, and not what the pundits thought they would be. A close win, but a win is a win in the NFL. Their biggest threat to the number one seed is my Philadelphia Eagles, but the Eagles did not really play well this week. My Eagles played flat on offense for the most part, despite Saquon having another 100-yard game. He was the only bright spot. The Eagles' defense was good but did not tackle consistently. Struggled to sack Bryce Young when they had the chance, but the defense did get the job done when it mattered most. Like Baltimore, who was off this week, the Eagles have a kicking issue. Surprising that Sirianni went for the punt rather than trying to make it a two-score game, but I thought it was the right decision as Brandon Mann was running on the field. In the recent past, we have seen a missed kick give our opponents opportunities. This time the decision was to give our defense 98 yards to defend. And they did. Our next opponent is also another team I like to watch. The Pittsburgh Steelers got payback for an earlier defeat to the Cleveland Browns. A few weeks back, the Steelers lost a snow game to the Browns in Cleveland. This week, they officially eliminated the Browns from playoff contention. The Steelers are clearly better with Russell Wilson at the helm and able to sprinkle in Justin Fields when appropriate. They always play hard and excel at defense. Will be a difficult opponent for my Eagles, but I will go with the Eagles in that matchup. The Bills played in a great game, but were on the losing end of the high-scoring affair. The Los Angeles Rams defeated the Buffalo Bills in a 44-42. The Bills probably abandoned any hope of catching the Chiefs with the loss and have a difficult matchup next week against the Lions. Speaking of the Chiefs, the two-time defending Super Bowl champions won another close game, one that seemed like it might finally be that blowout game they were looking for. But the Chargers were game in the second half. But the Chiefs won another game where Patrick Mahomes found Travis Kelce to set up a win. The New York football fans are struggling to find reasons to watch the games, even resorting to buying advertisements by plane to send messages to their owners. The Jets played a competitive game, went toe-to-toe with the Dolphins, but the Dolphins pulled out the victory. The Giants played a close game, which was pretty bad overall. A Giants fan rented a plane and created a banner to plead to John Mara, team owner, to fix the mess that is the current state of the Giants. The mess did not get any better with another loss, this time with a blocked kick that could have tied the game. The Niners got back on track with an easy win over the Chicago Bears, who joined the Jets in firing their head coach. The Niners are experiencing a down year. Luckily for them, their division is still very much in play. The Rams are getting hot. Seattle took over the lead and grew it this past week. But the 49ers, if they can get hot, can reasonably win against each team. When things are not going your way for a long time, it is hard to change direction. And waiting for luck to change will only lead to more bad fortune. And that is what we saw in Dallas when the Cowboys took on the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cowboys played a pretty solid offensive game for most of the night. They were the more productive team at times. The Bengals did not look like the highly regarded team that many felt was a potential Super Bowl contender. Even with Joe Burrow playing his best football of his career, the Bengals are not playing competitive football. Their offense is struggling to keep up with the points their defense gives up. The game came down to a fluke play. The Cowboys blocked a punt, but the Bengals ended up with a first down. Elsewhere, the Kirk Cousins experiment is not going so well lately, but the Falcons appear willing to stick with the slumping quarterback. Cousins has played the Falcons out of first place to the Bucks, who have breathed life back into their team following some major injuries. Finally, the battle for the top pick was won by the struggling Jacksonville Jaguars, who are without Trevor Lawrence. Former Patriots quarterback Mac Jones is leading the way as they won a low-scoring affair against the Tennessee Titans, who are now officially eliminated as well. What a weekend of college football. Regardless of what school you graduated from, what program you support, or what conference you think is best, you have to appreciate the quality of competition we experienced this weekend. Let us begin with the rematch between the Texas Longhorns and the Georgia Bulldogs. The first matchup came on the heels of the Red River rivalry and the Georgia Bulldogs dominated. This rematch was a much closer game than that was. Texas probably wishes it did more with the early opportunities. They controlled the first half for the most part. Then they knocked Carson Beck out of the game and their fortunes changed immediately. In the second half, Georgia's offense woke up and made the game competitive. Georgia eventually took the game to overtime, sometime not seemingly possible when the game started. winning with a touchdown run after Texas settled for a field goal. Georgia was not going to let a newcomer show up in the SEC and win in its first year. But Penn State was much more accommodating to the Oregon Ducks, who won the Big Ten in its first season. The game was what you want to see in sport: offenses showing up and one team simply doing a bit more than the other. James Franklin and Penn State will still make the playoffs, but need to shake the stereotype that they cannot win the big game. The Clemson Tigers clawed their way into the college football playoffs by holding on to win against SMU. The Tigers made their presence known early and often, but SMU made it a game, eventually losing by 3. The Tigers essentially pushed Alabama out of the playoffs by default. SMU has the better record. I think the committee selected the right field. There is always going to be controversy and schools that will feel snubbed. But the reality is that you can help your case by winning games. With 12 teams, there is far more room for error than there was in the past. No complaining now. Finally, let us talk about another big contract. Juan Soto signed a massive free agent deal with the New York Mets, agreeing to a reported 15-year $765 million deal. At 26 years old, Soto is joining his fourth major league franchise, first of his choosing. Soto has great talent, an obvious statement, and joins a team in the Mets that are trying to build a consistent contender. In a year that was supposed to be a reset season, the Mets made the National League Championship Series. Now they give themselves a really good chance at proving that it is repeatable, adding Soto to a lineup that already includes Francisco Lindor. Reportedly, the offering a suite for his family helped nudge the Mets over the Yankees. A big thank you to the audience for experiencing this podcast. The Christopher Peter Review is made up of the Christopher Peter Review podcast as well as the series by Christopher Peter. Please continue to visit www.crcreview.com for more, or subscribe on YouTube or YouTube Music. Thank you again, and talk to you next time.